We face lots of pressures in life, our job, finding somewhere to live, relationships. Surely all of our problems would go away if we won the lottery. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. In the description, there's a link to a course that I'm running with my mentor, Laurie Bauer. In the autumn, it's called Be Calm, Be Happy. Check it out. It's a great way to develop your practice, and hope to see you there. One of the key concepts within mindfulness is desire, a yearning or a wanting, wishing for something to happen or something to be different. And we can have a vague sense of dissatisfaction with our lives, that things aren't quite how they should be. We look over the fence to our neighbours, either literally or metaphorically, and see things that they have that we don't have. We look at our lives and see the pressures that we're under, and it feels slightly unfair. So if we won the lottery, wouldn't it all go away, all of our worries? Why couldn't we get to be a footballer or a singer and earn big money and live their lives? Well, what if it did happen? What if you had all of the money that you could spend and could live a life of consumption? Would you be happier? The evidence suggests that once our basic needs are met, extra income doesn't tend to increase our emotional happiness. In fact, a life focused on pleasure can have the opposite effect, with more and more food, alcohol, drugs, or media required to give us our hit. We blow a fuse in our dopamine receptors and we lose our ability to find happiness in anything. The secret to sustainable happiness is finding beauty and joy in the everyday. When we have money problems, this can definitely be more difficult, but once we have what we need, the extra resources begin to obscure our vision. It distracts us from the world in front of us. Thich Nhat Hanh describes this as being lost in consumption. The thing to realize is that we've already won the lottery. The happiness that we imagine that we would get from consumption is already available to us by paying close attention to the details of our experience in the present moment. And that could be a walk, eating our dinner, a conversation with a friend, or simply breathing in and out. And this is something that people find hard to accept, which is understandable. We're conditioned through the media that we consume to believe that we need to consume more, which leads us to make choices that are supposed to make us happy at some point in the future, but in reality cause us to suffer. Nothing is more important than your peace, and that's why it's critical to stop as often as possible and ask yourself, will this choice really make me happy, or will it lead to suffering? Mindfulness is the art of stopping, and simply stopping and asking that question every so often can do a great deal to put you on the path of happiness. And what do we do with our desire? Well, we don't have to beat ourselves up for wishing for money. We can simply notice the thought, acknowledge it, accept it, and let it go. You're not your thoughts. Not every thought has to be clung on to. And by letting go of each thought of desire as it arises, our gnawing hunger starts to lose its power over us. And we can also look deeply into it and understand where from our past experience that desire grows from. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do a guided meditation on our desire to consume. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell. And the usual settling in introduction. So if you want to make yourself comfortable. Thank you. Firstly, focusing on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that there's a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. And then focusing your attention on your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. That might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I'm aware of my desire to consume. Breathing out, I smile to my desire. Aware of desire, smiling. Breathing in, I see the roots of my desire to consume. Breathing out, I smile to the roots. Roots, smiling. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to, noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
Changing, 'cause I built my life around.